This is not the planet I was meant to be on. I try to leave, but there is no room to roam. I turn around too fast and this world is gone. You are not my mother and I want to go home. You are not my mother and I want to go home.
She put down the candlestick on the floor. Then she turned around. The other mother and the other father were looking at her with hungry eyes. I don't need a snack, she said. I have an apple. See? And she took an apple from her dressing gown pocket, then bit into it with relish and an enthusiasm that she did not really feel. The other father looked disappointed. The other mother smiled, showing a full set of teeth, and each of the teeth was a tiny bit too long. The lights in the hallway made her black button eyes glitter and gleam. You don't frighten me, said Coraline, although they did frighten her very much. I want my parents back. The world seemed to shimmer a little at the edges. Whatever would I have done with your old parents? If they've left you, Coraline, it must be because they became bored of you or tired. Now, I will never become bored of you, and I will never abandon you. You will always be safe here with me. The other mother's wet-looking black hair drifted around her head like the tentacles of a creature in the deep ocean. They weren't bored of me, said Coraline. You're lying. You stole them. Silly, silly Coraline. They're fine wherever they are. Coraline simply glared at the other mother. I'll prove it, said the other mother, and brushed the surface of the mirror with her long white fingers. It clouded over as if a dragon had breathed on it, and then it cleared. In the mirror, it was daytime already. Coraline was looking at the hallway all the way down to her front door. The door opened from the outside, and Coraline's mother and father walked inside. They carried suitcases. That was a fine holiday, said Coraline's father. How nice it is not to have Coraline anymore, said her mother with a happy smile. Now we can do all the things we always wanted to do, like go abroad, but were prevented from doing by having a little daughter. And, said her father, I take great comfort in knowing that her other mother will take better care of her than we ever could. The mirror fogged and faded and reflected the night once more. See? Said her other mother. No, said Coraline, I don't see, and I don't believe it either. She hoped that what she'd just seen was not real, but she was not as certain as she sounded. There was a tiny doubt inside her, like a maggot in an apple core. Then she looked up and saw the expression on the other mother's face, a flash of real anger which crossed her face like summer lightning, and Coraline was sure in her heart that what she'd seen in the mirror was no more than an illusion. Coraline sat down on the sofa and ate her apple. Please, said her other mother, don't be difficult. She walked into the drawing room and clapped her hands twice. There was a rustling noise and a black rat appeared. It stared up at her. Bring me the key, she said. The rat chittered. Then it ran through the open door that led back to Coraline's own flat. The rat returned, dragging the key behind him. Why don't you have your own key on this side? Asked Coraline. There is only one key, only one door, said the other father. Hush! Said the other mother. You must not bother our darling Coraline's head with such trivialities. She put the key in the keyhole and twisted. The lock was stiff, but it clunked closed. She dropped the key into her apron pocket. Outside, the sky had begun to lighten to a luminous grey. If we aren't going to have a midnight snack, said the other mother, we still need our beauty sleep. I'm going back to bed, Coraline. I would strongly suggest that you do the same. She placed her long white fingers on the shoulders of the other father, and she walked him out of the room. Coraline walked over to the door at the far corner of the drawing room. She tugged on it, but it was tightly locked. The door of her other parents' bedroom was now closed. She was indeed tired, but she didn't want to sleep in the bedroom. She didn't want to sleep under the same roof as her other mother. The front door was not locked. Coraline walked out into the dawn and down the stone stairs. She sat down on the bottom step. It was cold. Something furry pushed itself against her side in one smooth, insinuating motion. Coraline jumped, and then breathed a sigh of relief when she saw what it was. "Oh, it's you," she said to the black cat. "See?" said the cat. "It wasn't so hard recognizing me, was it? Even without names. Well, what if I wanted to call you?" The cat wrinkled its nose and managed to look unimpressed. "Calling cats," he confided, "tends to be a rather overrated activity. Might as well call a whirlwind." "What if it was dinner time?" asked Coraline. "Wouldn't you want to be called then?" "Of course," said the cat. "But a simple cry of, 'Dinner,' would do nicely. See, no need for names." "Why does she want me?" Coraline asked the cat. "Why does she want me to stay here with her?" "She wants something to love, I think," said the cat. "Something that isn't her. She might want something to eat as well. It's hard to tell with creatures like that." "Do you have any advice?" asked Coraline. The cat looked as if it were about to say something else sarcastic. Then it flicked its whiskers and said, "Challenge her. There's no guarantee she'll play fair, but her kind of thing loves games and challenges." "What kind of thing is that?" asked Coraline. But the cat made no answer, simply stretched luxuriantly and walked away. Then it stopped and turned and said, "I'd go inside if I were you. Get some sleep. You have a long day ahead of you." And then the cat was gone. Still, Coraline realized it had a point. She crept back into the silent house, past the closed bedroom door, inside which the other mother and the other father... what? She wondered. Slept? Waited? And then it came to her that, should she open the bedroom door, she would find it empty. Or more precisely, that it was an empty room. And it would remain empty until the exact moment that she opened the door. Somehow that made it easier. Coraline walked into the green and pink parody of her own bedroom. She closed the door and hauled the toy box in front of it. It would not keep anyone out, but the noise somebody would make trying to dislodge it would wake her, she hoped. The toys in the toy box were still mostly asleep, and they stirred and muttered as she moved their box, and then they went back to sleep. Coraline checked under her bed, looking for rats, but there was nothing there. She took off her dressing gown and climbed into bed, and fell asleep with barely enough time to reflect, as she did so, on what the cat could have meant by a challenge.